Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's your girl, Jessie Mae. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. In your ear. How are you doing? How's your week? I was sick as a dog last week, which is a term that comes from like the 1700s, apparently, referring to creatures that used to carry the plague. Apparently, if you were sick, you were referred to as being sick as a dog because sometimes dogs spread disease, and I have three of them, so I'm going to die alone. With my dogs eating my face. It's a new week. It's a new you. A new opportunity to try something new. I'm going to rhyme the whole episode. Speaking of something new, come see me live. I'm going to be in Arizona at the House of Comedy this weekend, the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th of November. House of Comedy, Phoenix, Arizona. For one night only, I will be in Syracuse, New York. One night, one show. One opportunity, Eminem up in this bitch. I'm going to be at the Funny Bone in Syracuse, New York, November 27th, which is also my mother's birthday. Come on out. We're going to celebrate huge. Bring your friends. Bring your sister. Bring your ex-boyfriend. Bring your new girlfriend. Let's party. That's November 27th, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And then invite me to your house so I can eat your turkey and take a dump in your bathroom. I'm going to be in Appleton, Wisconsin, December 6th and 7th at the Skyline Comedy Club, two nights only. I'm also going to be in Springfield, Missouri at the Blue Room Comedy Club, December 13th and 14th. I will also be in San Diego, Wells Vaheen, the 19th, 20th, and 21st of December. Do you remember? And then it's going to be Christmas. How the fuck did that happen? You guys, it's already going to be Christmas. I'm not even ready for Hanukkah, let alone Christmas. I'm not ready for Thanksgiving. It's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans and our currently serving military as well. Let's give them a shout out. If you are military and you'd like to come to a show, you're going to get in for free. If you're a veteran, you want to come to my show, you're going to get in for free. If anybody gives you shit at the door, just tell them I sent you. Tell them Uncle Sam and Auntie Jessie Mae sent you to the show. I would love for you to come out. Happy Veterans Day. It's an honor to have been overseas entertaining our men and women of the military in a USO tour. I did a couple USO tours, which brought me to amazing countries. I went to Japan. I went to Bahrain and Iraq, Afghanistan, Poland, Germany. Did I already say Iraq? I went to the USS John C. Stennis aircraft carrier in the middle of the Persian Gulf. Beautiful, amazing country and amazing places that I've been from this career, but especially on this USO tour. What a fun fucking time. And it was such an honor to shake hands of the men and women defending our country. So if you are military currently serving or veteran, thank you. If you're a family, a spouse, a daughter, a son, girlfriend, boyfriend of military, thank you. Too, because being military family is just as difficult, I believe, and it can be a strenuous situation. So thank you. Thank you for all of your services, everything that you do. I'm pumped for all of these shows, and we're going to be in a bunch of other cities coming up in 2020. I'm going to be, I think, in Reno. Let's see. I got my book right here. Let me open up the book of goodies here. Got a couple checks I need to cash. It's the best when you get to your mail and you see checks. You're like, yes, this money's going to go away in 2 seconds. But yes, for this brief moment in time, it is mine. I am rich. I'll be in Spokane, Washington, the Spokane Comedy Club, June 16th, 17th, and 18th. January. It's crazy to think that January is right around the corner. I'm going to be in Boston, second weekend of February, Laugh Boston, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Let's see, I'm coming up to New Hampshire, the 21st, 22nd. I'm going to be in Hawaii the last weekend, I think. I'll be in Hawaii at some point. A bunch of dates coming up. I'm going to be in a bunch of different cities. JessieMae.com for tickets. Come see your bitch. Let's laugh and have a good fucking time. You deserve it. You deserve a good time. We all do. Life is brutal, man. Even just waking up early. I wake up at like 6:30 every day now. Whether I want to or not. My eyes are open and it's not even bright out yet. And I'm like,
fuck.
That's not true. I wake up like a firecracker. I have my windows open within the first 30 seconds of being awake. I've brushed my teeth. I've put a load of laundry in and I've done a crossword puzzle before I've even been up for like 20 minutes. I'm a goddamn maniac in the morning. I function on full throttle. I wake up and I'm ready to goddamn go. I think I'd be good in an apocalypse. I really do. I think I'd be really good in a disaster situation, except for a tsunami, because I am just, there's not a lick of fat on me. I would just sink right to the ocean floor as it was pummeling through the streets. And I can't swim. But other than that, if zombies are coming, I'm your girl. I feel like I would have, like, you know, a lot of fun stuff in my purse that could help me defend them. I definitely have a couple flashlights. I know you can't kill a zombie with a flashlight, but at least we'll be able to see in the dark. So, you know, we got that going for us. I have also a fun announcement with Absolute Extracts, our amazing show sponsor. We've teamed up and we created a giveaway for you guys, an adventure pack with a hat and a fanny pack and a really cool JBL Bluetooth speaker. You can win just by filling out some information and subscribing to Absolute Extracts. If you would like to put your information in for a chance to win that fun adventure pack, you go to abx.org/Jessie May and just enter in your information, subscribe to Absolute Extracts, and you could win all of those things that I mentioned. I have all of them. I use them all. You guys know I love a fanny pack and I love hats because it hides my true age. I'm 72. Thank you. Hydrate. So go over abx.org/Jessie May. Put in your info, bitches. Win some free shit. Brighten your day. Let us brighten your day a little bit. And shout out to ABX for keeping me elevated. Really delicious products. And I'd like to give also a friendly shout out to Cannabliss, which is a smaller company out here in California, who made a delivery to me while I was at the DMV getting my license renewed. If that's not service, I don't know what is, folks. That's the fucking future. And the future is now. I was waiting at the DMV for hours. I felt my cold coming on. And Cannabliss was like, yo, can we make a delivery to you? And I was like, fuck yes, you can. They showed up with a box of edibles and a whole bunch of flour. I felt like a ganja princess. I felt like a pot princess. And all the people were looking at me like, who is this? Who's this lady with all the edibles at the DMV? Well, come see me live, guys. Make sure you also go over and rate and review the podcast. It would mean the world if you have a couple minutes. Do me a favor and leave some feedback for us. Check out our YouTube page. I'm on YouTube, y'all. YouTube.com/JessieMayPeluso. Putting up videos up from the podcast as well. And JessieMay.com for live dates. And a portion of your ticket sales will also go towards the Alzheimer's Association. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for subscribing and downloading and listening and showing up. I appreciate it. And I'm excited about this interview. This is a girl who came into my life. I met through a show that I filmed a day after my father passed away last year. I filmed this show that has not been released yet, but it will be released soon from the E! Network. It's called The Funny Dance Show, where I learned choreography for a couple weeks with my partner, Flula Borg, who, shout out to Flula, who will be on the new movie, the new Suicide Squad. He got cast in that, so that's very, very exciting. But I met this lady who is up as our interview this week while I was filming that show, and her and I just, we bonded, just on our laugh alone, we bonded, and she's a bright light, she's hilarious, and she's so authentically her, and I love people who are who they are on stage and off. I love that authenticity and I gravitate towards that. And she's just a loud bitch and I love other loud bitches. She's hilarious, delightful. I hope you guys enjoy the interview with my friend, comedian Heidi Heaslett. Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie May Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary, a deep look into the crevices of my mind.
It's gonna get dirty.
You might cry. You'll probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry.
I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss,
comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's gonna be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're gonna get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me. And we're here.
Oh, God.
We're here.
Set your volume low. We're here with Heidi Heaslett.
That's me.
What is Heaslett?
I guess it's German and Irish is what I've been told.
I introduced myself. Well, I said thank you to the audience. You didn't even hear me when I said it at the West Side Theater that I said, thank you, I'm Heidi Heaslett.
Yeah, I know. And then it's because you were getting so many cheers. So it was like...
You couldn't hear it through all the cheers.
Yeah. Great set. So
your set was so fun.
Oh, thanks.
Did you really live in a trailer?
My mom lives in a trailer. My aunt lived in a trailer for a little bit. I didn't live in a trailer with my mom or my aunt, but I did bounce around a lot.
Huh.
Yeah.
And where?
My grandma lived in a trailer as well. And I kind of bounced around between like aunt, grandma, mom. Dad, various other. I bounced a lot.
What, at what age?
All the way until 17, and then I dipped and came to LA.
Where are you from?
Central Coast of California. Yeah, we have poor whites too. It's not all the elite coastals. It's so funny when people are like the coastal elites. I'm like, I think it's more metropolises, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, the Central Coast, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, people of all economic incomes.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it
all
really is.
All over the place.
Yeah, and
there's
some
rich
really
people
nice...
in the Midwest. Like, there's a lot of rich
Hell
people
yeah.
in the Midwest.
There's rich people in Alaska living in a fucking igloo.
Yeah.
Rich off of salmon.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's how you define your own richness.
It seriously is. Like, for you, what's your goal? Like, do you want money? Is money your goal?
You know what?
What?
You know what? Last year, I was able to get the biggest chunk amount of money that I've ever had. And I actually thought it would be attached with a little more happiness. Big disappointment.
Big disappointment.
Like, I mean, I just thought maybe like, and I think I always knew that money wouldn't make you happy, but I thought it would like give you a boost.
Oh, God, the jury's out, folks. Money does not make you happy.
But I do want money. I want money because I want to help myself and other people.
Yeah.
So I do want money.
What did you do when you got that check? What was the first thing you bought? Did you buy something like expensive or fancy, or did you pay off bills?
Yeah, no, I paid off bills. I paid off I paid off some court fees. Some court fees. I got like
record scratch.
Yeah,
what?
Oh yeah.
What happened?
I mean, I literally when we found out we got the pilot, I was literally in line at court, paying off the court. Like, there's video of there being like, you got picked up, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm at the LA County Courthouse right now. Yeah, I mean, I like my car had gotten towed. I have like I had gotten a DUI, but a fun DUI, like I blew a .09. I blew a .09. Like I was just moving my car, I got pulled over, and the cop was like, "Have you been drinking?" And I was like, "I have." And he was like, "What?"
You're
like,
just.
And he's like, try to get me out of it. And he was like, when have you been drinking? I was like, I just had champagne, like right now. Like I just had some champagne. And I was just moving my car to get it off of the tow thing. And he was like where you can't park on the street. And he was like, yeah, you got
it. Like, and then there's a body cam on, so it's all recorded.
Yeah,
you're like, yeah, I murdered the guy.
Yeah.
The blood on my fingers is from a man that I murdered, and I just did it in cold blood.
Yeah.
He didn't even deserve it.
Didn't deserve it at all. It's like, okay. Yeah,
that's
no,
kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of fucked up. The nice thing they did, though, my car got towed for a separate reason, but when they took me in, he was like, I don't even think you're drunk. Like, and I was like, well, then, like, can we not do this? And
yeah,
he's like,
can we just, like, ignore what I told you?
Yeah.
I'm drunk. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, and then he got, and then, oh.
We're good.
I got a wet and reckless, is what it's actually called.
What is it called?
A wet and reckless. So I'm legally wet and reckless. Which
that's
is,
what my boyfriend calls me on Saturdays.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey-o!
Yeah, I did move. Wet I did. Reckless. I think like 3 months later is when I moved to like a nice grown-up apartment.
The one that I saw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your apartment's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did that feel good?
It did feel good. I was like, oh, cool. Like, because I've been living in like rooms or like I was living in a back house. Like, I've just like...
Just a back house?
Yeah, I've lived in
what
a back house.
What kind of back house?
Well, that one was a good back house.
Yeah, sometimes in LA, these bitches have like multi-million dollar back
houses.
Yeah,
I had a back house in Bel Air.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool.
Who was in the front house?
This retired couple, this Irish lady, she's super cool, and this other dude, and they were amazing. And like when I first applied for the apartment, they were like, you know, we don't want to be your parents or anything. Like, you know, it's just we want to keep each other in the loop because you'd be on our property. And I was like, well, I'm in the market for parents. So if you guys should decide, I'm happy to do that. So I just kind of lived around and it felt like my first like
an adult space. Yeah.
But then I still now have not decorated it. It's really
It's the kind of place it looks nice and even not decorated.
Yeah.
Just big tall walls and windows.
Yeah.
It's very bright.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what else, like, you know, because you have the show on E that we're waiting for it to come out.
Yeah, dude.
We're waiting. We filmed it together.
It was so
last year.
Yeah.
It was last October.
Yes.
So yes, it takes a while. See, people don't realize that. They're like, when in the questions are so annoying. When's it coming out? You're like, shut the fuck up.
We don't know. We don't. But I mean, it's a normal question.
It is a normal question.
Yeah.
But it's the Funny Dance Show on E.
It's the Funny Dance Show on E. I'm the host and executive producer, and I'm somewhat dancing on it.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I saw the video that you put up just recently. You did that choreography. It looked at like one of those major dance studios.
Yeah. Like my friend works or very closely does PR for the Playground, like as a part of it.
Yep.
And Robin Anton, who is the creator of the Pussycat Dolls. And like she's like, hey, do you want to come do a private with Robin? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. And then I just did another one with her. I don't have the video yet, but we literally did it to When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Famous.
You showed me, by the way, you showed me the choreography in the alley after our show.
I did. And then you guys were like, you're not driving home, are you? And I was like, no, the law has taken care of that.
You almost face planted into a guardrail.
Oh.
I mean, not really, but we were worried that you were the proximity from your teeth to the guardrail was very close and you did a dip. You were showing us one of the dips
from the dance moves.
And Chris and I were
concerned.
I roughly
remember that.
You're like 5, 6, 7, 8.
Is this an intervention? Or
No. I wake and bake, bitch. I can't say anything. I'll be like, is it 1 p.m.? I'll have a wine.
I feel
like if you say it like that, it's fine. I'll have a wine.
Wine.
You know how much of the day is left? How am I going to get through it sober?
Right.
No, I love a little midday wine.
Okay, great.
Are you
okay,
kidding
great.
Me? That closet, you see that closet over there?
Yeah.
Filled with fucking red wine.
Wow, you didn't even tell me.
Most of it's organic. I love a good organic wine.
I don't know if I've had an organic
wine. Do you want to sip? You want to try some?
Yeah.
Okay, you talk to these people and I'll go get some wine.
Okay,
right,
great. This is great. I'm really happy to be here with you guys.
Tell them about
recording with me on the show. Oh my gosh.
Because that's how you met me. Tell them
I met Jessie Mae on the Funny Dance Show. I was so excited. she's breaking everything in the background. A little midday wine never hurt anyone except for when you slash your hand open. Sir Yannick. And we immediately bonded over our laugh. And it was like, I'm so confused. Are we related? Like, are you a long-lost sister? Are we aunts to someone that we don't know?
We're definitely.
We're two aunts.
We're two drunk aunts for sure.
We're two drunk aunts.
Our laugh reverberated off the walls.
Yeah. And then we were harassed. Flula was her partner. And we were just.
Flula Borg.
And I think we were sexually harassing him.
We were.
But he doesn't know
how
to speak. Yeah, but he doesn't know how to speak English. So
he's
like.
German.
We didn't know if he was giving consent or not. But
no,
we just continued.
We bulldozed right through it. We bulldozed through it. And we laughed and laughed.
He had a good time though. He did have a good time.
I didn't realize that Flula was in. What was the movie?
Yeah, the singing one. So you can
Pitch
save
Perfect?
Pitch Perfect.
Sorry, Flula. And he's in the new Suicide Squad.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
I don't know why I looked over here.
I was like, is that where I'm supposed to commit suicide? Suicide Squad. I'm part of the Suicide Squad waiting for my show to come out.
He's in the new Suicide Squad coming out. I don't know when it's coming out, but you got to check his IG. He's getting all buff and he's like working out and getting ready.
Oh,
to be
I
like
did
a super...
see he was like getting buff and I yeah. was like, oh my God, I never thought you were insecure. Like,
I mean, no kidding. German's insecure.
I know.
Look what they accomplished.
I'm a German.
This is Our Daily Red. They do not sponsor us, but this is an organic wine.
Well, like what? And Our Daily really... Red...
Hello.
Like
you need this wine.
Heidi's happy hour.
No, I don't have a fancy glass, but these are Welch's glasses.
Is this the right way
yeah,
to
would you
do
please?
This? Yeah.
These
what
are.
What are you supposed to pour wine backward?
these glasses are from the 1980s.
I remember these.
Do you remember those? You've got Fozzie
You're
Bear.
You're still pouring them backwards again.
Here, okay. Help me out.
Yeah. Well,
here, can you get it? Come on.
I just want the clip of this.
I can't pour.
Yeah, you can. I believe in you. Is there any way we could get like a half hour show of just us laughing? Like, is there laugh porn?
You know, America needs it. America needs it.
It's like, what were the.
Try it.
Who were the. Who are the Good Morning America girls that like are Glenda and Hoda?
Glenda.
Hoda.
Is that one of them? Yoda. Is it Yoda?
Yeah. It's like we're.
It's not Yoda? Oh, okay. Rude.
Anyways, they were always like sloshed in the morning on Good Morning America.
For organic wine, it's not that bad.
I think it tastes great. It's a little kickback.
It does have a little kick because it's been open for a day, but this is what I do. I found these to-go bags on Amazon, yes. And I pour the wine in and I bring it to the movie theater with me because I'm a bitch on a budget. I love a
Dude,
budget.
Right?
I loved like finding ways to not pay $75 for a bucket of popcorn. You know what I did? I made popcorn at home and then I wrapped it in Saran wrap because I didn't have
great. Great. Listen, I'm here for all of that. I mean, this is my most recent, it's a recent budget. That I'm very proud of.
Tell me, I love
last
a good
night. I walked
thing.
The E People's Choice red carpet, and is my baby's first award show, and I spent a total of $45 on my look.
$45. Where did you get your outfit?
Full flower print suit.
Who
baby.
Are you wearing?
I was wearing Pretty Little Thing. It's an online. It's a step up from Fashion Nova.
It's Fashion No.
Yeah. I like looked at my outfit and I was like. Well, if you like me, you'll love this look. But if you don't, you'll be like, what is she, a 70s shag? I'm like, so this look really, no, I looked great. But
it $45, looked fun.
I was like, no, the show's not out. Nobody knows who I am. I'm not dropping.
Why?
Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, save that money for something special.
Like, save it for when you're actually on TV.
Wouldn't you rather spend that money on a really delicious sandwich than a dress?
That's my thing, is I spend money on, if you can't tell, I like to spend money on food. And before having any money to spend money on food, I was just like, people thought I was fit. I was just hungry.
Because you're on a tight budget?
Tight budget.
I love spending money on food, but I shit a lot. I poop
lucky
a lot.
You.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, but you know, it does provide its own issues. Mm. Like I poop after every meal. Sorry, fellas.
Ooh.
Sorry to ruin the allure. Your girl's got a healthy system. I literally crap every time I eat.
That's
sometimes
so
when I
cool.
drink, I just have to go and like lay low.
Great. Great. I love that for you. I really do. Just dropping the kids out of the pool.
I love that for you. You're like, fuck you.
Yo,
bitch.
Yeah, just fucking fluid. Just goes right through you, huh? Nothing fucking sticks to the ribs. Cool. Yeah, but you don't even have to work out. No, you work out.
I do. I have to work out.
Yeah.
I go crazy if I don't work out.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a mental health thing for me.
It really, really is.
Yeah.
It makes me feel
You're like, well,
less...
it's clearly not a physical thing
Girl,
for you.
Honestly, I was looking at you from... Could you hear me cackling when you were on stage, by the way? When
yeah,
you were at the
I did. It made me feel comfortable and happy.
Good, because I haven't seen you do stand-up in so long, and I was just... I honestly... Don't you love that when you watch somebody, like your friend, doing stand-up, and you are just genuinely enjoy... You're just like...
You're like, hey.
This is me watching you. Same thing with like Clayton English, who I love. I haven't seen him in years. I just was like, and I thought like, I was like, damn, she looks good.
Oh, thanks.
You look good.
Hey.
Yeah.
You heard it.
But you had just come from that dance class. You were learning. How long does it take to learn that choreography for that video that you put up?
Well, we learned, I think it was about an 8 count in 2.5 hours.
I don't do math. Nice.
No, no, no. It takes us longer than actual dancers. I always joke with her because she's like the creator of the Pussycat Dolls. And I'm like, I'm your little alley cat doll. Your little alley cat.
You were doing it in the alley afterwards.
Yeah, I was doing it in the alley afterwards.
Yeah. The West Side Theater is a great club for you guys to check out in Santa Monica, in California. If you ever find yourself in California, Adam Sandler filmed some of his comedy special there.
Yeah.
You know that?
No, I didn't.
Who are some of your favorites? Like,
oh, I mean, I have to. Chris Rock let my voice open up his vinyl album, so Chris Rock is a favorite.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude.
What do you mean?
Like his special Tambourine. If you get the vinyl album of it, it opens with my voice reading the description or the definition of a tambourine.
Are you
serious?
And
then it goes right into his joke. Yeah, dude.
That's, how did you?
Coach T literally texted me because he mixed the album and he was like, hey, anyway, you're around for like a favor, I want to use your voice for something. I was like, sure, dude. And he like came to my house like with a little fake setup booth and he was like, I just want you to read the definition of a tambourine. And I was like, wait, is this for Chris Rock's album? And I was like, for sure they're going to replace me with like, he'll be like, oh, I think you should open the album up like this. It would sound like this and mix the thing. And they'd be like, that's great. We're going to get fucking
Charlize Theron.
Yeah. We'll just like, I felt like I was doing like a test or whatever, right. But I was like, whatever, fuck it. And then he kept it. It's like the only voices on there are like me and Aziz Ansari.
Yo, where's the checks?
I got one.
Okay, good.
I got one. I did. They
good.
Like contract.
Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah. You were like, where? I was like, it's fine. I love Chris Rock. I love Dave Chappelle. Those are classics for me, obviously. I like.
Did you have any like chicks that you looked up to, females, when you were younger, getting started?
I like Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
I like her. She's a little rougher, but I like that. I really like, who I really like that I feel like an idiot that I didn't know is Gary Owen, which is not a girl. but he's like, I was like, oh shit. I kind of like see, like, I didn't feel like I saw me in a lot of like comedians.
Right.
Like, I was like, I don't feel like I'm fitting anywhere. Like,
but that's an interesting thing, I think, as a performer and an artist. Essentially, we're all grabbing from an amalgamation of other performers and artists. And I kind of felt that way, too, about myself, where I was like, I don't match what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't find, like, and it was harder for me in the beginning to feel like I belong to the community.
Yes, that's what I'm struggling with.
Right, but you know what? Like, honestly, you're watching you, you're so unique, and you're so you.
Thanks.
And that sounds, like, so simplistic, but do you know what I mean? Like,
no,
you're,
I appreciate that.
It feels just like Heidi up there, and you're just experiencing and you're talking about all your experiences that are so unique to you that it's fun to watch because it's so authentic.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get what you mean though.
Yeah.
Like you felt,
well,
like
you also, like, you're a very like strong lady and woman, and it
apparently
like,
a lesbian.
Apparently a lesbian. I mean, that's how it's like, if you fucking have any ounce of decency, you're a lesbian.
One slab of plaid and all these bitches want to go down on you.
And it's like, I mean, I look up to you, I admire you, you're out on the road, you're like headlining. It's like, oh man, that's so cool. I hope to be like that one day. I want to get out on the road and talk to people.
You will.
I hope so.
You will, you fucking
I
will.
So.
You should come out with me sometime.
I was like gonna ask and be like, hey, like if like there's ever an opportunity for like me to like open or
would you want to?
Yeah, yes.
That would be such a fun show.
Yes, yes, I would love to. Like,
you're gonna have to drink this bullshit wine though.
I will buy the bullshit wine. I don't even really smoke, and I'll be like, I will go find
you
the
really
organic
smoke.
Weed. But you did get me onto a little bit of a like gummy and a CBD. And
yeah, I'm the enabler.
Yeah, that's great.
But you know, I feel like, you know, a couple of my friends have reached out to me that are in states that aren't legal, that are going through stuff, and they're like, yo,
like in their mind, or
yeah, like just they're like, yo, can you get me? So I'm basically just like, I probably shouldn't say this.
No,
but
she's not doing any of
this. I'm not mailing
you would
anything
want,
out to friends.
Yeah, if you want, like, you're like, I wish I could mail.
I wish I could, But like in theory, I would love to send my friends gifts.
Yeah, but when you see them, you're like, hey, I have a gift for you.
Hey, I have a gift for you. I did not send it in federal mail.
No.
That would be dumb. That'd be like me getting pulled over and saying, I just had champagne and I'm moving my car.
What a fucking idiot. Sometimes you have to lie.
What was like one of the scariest situations you've ever experienced in your life where you're like, I can't believe I survived that? Have you ever had one of those moments?
That's pretty much my whole life. I like wake up every day and I'm like, I can't believe that I'm like still here. I mean, I've had some scary situations. Like, I mean, I don't know if I'll tell you the scariest thing, but
that can be for another day.
That could be for another
second
day.
Second scariest.
Yeah, second scariest.
If I was Barbara Walters, I'd be like, now what was the scariest?
It's like, you're like, well, I don't know if we want to go there. I don't know if we're both licensed therapists.
Right, okay. Well, the chairs say differently. Target. Thank you, Target, so much for the chairs.
I mean, fuck, dude.
Like, I remember, I'll tell you
what. Yeah,
one of
you mine. Tell me. Let me get a gauge for what scary meter we're at.
So
scare meter.
Let's see, scare meter. Well, one of the most uncomfortable scenarios I had was early on when I had first moved to New York City. I probably was like 23, so like 4 years ago. I just moved to Bed-Stuy, which you know, do or die Bed-Stuy. Yeah. Hello, Biggie Smalls. Hi, everybody. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, and not
Erykah Badu.
Yeah, and it's Bed-Stuy. Yeah, like a little more classic.
This
a
is like
more classic Bed-Stuy.
A little pre-gentrification.
Yeah.
This is like why. It's like, it wasn't even Bed-Stuy. It was like Bed-Y, like for me moving there. Yeah. But I lived right between the JZ and the AC train, right smack dibble. Right, what? Smack dab in the middle of Bed-Stuy. And I was walking home from doing a comedy set. Now, I was working at H&M at the time. I hadn't even started bartending. And it was like a 15-block walk from the train to my house. Mm-hmm. And this was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I have this little shitty bag. Literally, I remember all that was in my bag was tampons, a few dollars, and my comedy notes. All of my comedy notes from like the few years that I've been doing it, like 5 years.
Special. Tampons, few dollars.
And I literally, I'm walking down the street and I turn on to Madison, which where I lived, and I felt someone grab my right arm. And then I was like, oh, yes, sir. And then someone grabbed my left arm and there was these two boys there trying to like shake me down and steal my bag. And I was like, this is like the worst person you could have robbed because I'm more broke than you, motherfucker.
Like you,
I got like a used tampon.
You're wasting your energy.
You're wasting it. You're not going to get
this
shit.
This is a below minimum wage robbery.
Seriously, you're going to, I'm going to owe you, motherfucker. You're not going to, even the bag is like so bad.
He like takes you to court. He's like, I robbed this lady and she didn't have any money.
It wasn't worth my time. I get sued, but I bugged out. It created one of the jokes that I have that's evolved into something else, but I bugged out. I acted like a crazy person, like a crackhead, because I was so scared. And that was my reaction, and that scared them so much that they left me alone. They were like, yo, this bitch is insane. We don't even care what's in her bag. They ran. I chased them.
Oh my. You're like the, like, you know when like those like videos of like a big dog comes to fuck with a little dog or something, and then it's like,
and the dog's like, oh shit, that was me. I was like, and they're like, what the fuck? And literally I was like chasing them like halfway down the block before the adrenaline started to like go away, and I was like, and I just started like bawling and went up into my apartment.
Like, died. I raped her in my life and nobody was there to care about me.
That's exactly what I said when I got in my apartment.
Nobody was there
my
to care about
me. My friend Aaron was like, what the hell? I'm like, you know when you're a kid and you can't get control?
Yeah.
So that's like, you know, something that kind of bugged me out.
That reminds me of a time.
Cool.
I've got...
Where'd my shit wine? Oh, here it is.
I think one is more fun, maybe. I was with one of my ex-boyfriends, and we were going through the McDonald's over in Inglewood.
Oh, shit. This is already
and
good.
And it was morning time, and then there was a van of these dudes, like, to the right, and they were, like, trying to hustle speakers. Like, they were like, hey, we got some speakers for sale, like, da-da-da-da, whatever. And
not
then,
a great item. Very bulky.
Yeah, super big, bulky. I don't know
we
what.
We got, like, six in the car.
Yeah, they were trying to hustle speakers out of the van. And then this dude in front of us, gets out of his car. He's in the drive-thru line. You know, it's a little backed up. It's not smooth running. Yeah. So we're all sitting there. He gets out. And he, like, my boyfriend, or ex-boyfriend at the time, was like, how much for the speakers, though? Like, it was like, that was happening. And then he gets out, and he's like, don't buy those motherfucking speakers. I'm telling you, don't buy those motherfucking speakers. And then he was like, hey, man, I'm just trying to see. I'm just trying to see. And then he's like, you ripped my boy off last week. Those speakers don't work. And he started going hard. And then I was like, this feels, like, tense. And then he goes back to the car and, like, pulls out a fucking gun and is like, no, I'm fucking telling you, bro. And then, like, my ex at the time, who also was not a great person, but in this story sounds like it, like, got out and was like, hey, I don't think we should, like, we should all chill out. And I was like, yeah, hey, over dude, it's fucking Panasonic. Breakfast McDonald's. Like, this fucking egg sandwich is about to be cut
up. It's the morning time.
It's a Sunday morning time. Prior to breakfast all day McDonald's. So it was like it was like 10:30.
What took you so long, McDonald's?
It was 10.
That's early for some speaker aggression. But the hustle's real.
But I don't, yeah, I mean, I was like, I just really would love to not die in a McDonald's line.
But
He also got me in some other situations with guns as well.
Well, that's
like,
fun.
I had to perform like a charades game with a drug dealer. It was like,
hi, that's a movie script. What was the charade? Do you remember what you had to act out?
Yeah, I do. It was like something like, I can't remember the specific question now, but it was like something about like a character on like Martin and like, did I know, like, and I was like, yeah, that was Gina. And they were like, okay, she all right? She all right? Like, because basically we had gone to the drug dealer's house for, you know, obviously not drugs or anything.
Not drugs.
No. And I can't even, I don't even know, you know.
What
he
drugs
was dealing,
would you get?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe
aspirin?
He wasn't a drug dealer. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he just had a
lot
of guns.
He was an herbalist.
Yeah.
He had a lot of guns. He was a collector.
We went to a gun collector's house.
Yes.
Who was liked security cameras.
Which is basically all the politicians now. All those white dudes have a bunch of guns. And next to zebra heads.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
But it was like, you wait. Basically, I didn't think I was going to have to play charades because it was like, you wait in the car. But then someone spotted me and was like, there's a white girl in the car. You know, bring her in. Like,
okay, you really need to write this movie.
Yeah.
You
and
just
then
being
when I was
brought
in
yeah. after doing, and then you had to do charades.
And then I had to play charades.
I mean, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Maybe, is it a short? I mean, how
no,
do you.
No, it's a long.
It's a long.
Have you seen Dolomite? Speaking of
dude,
long.
Dude, I loved it.
You all got to watch Dolomite.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize
it
was a real, I had these like weird images of a poster. I'm like, I kind of remember this poster, but I don't know if this is a real thing. It was a real person.
I kept through the movie looking at John, my boyfriend now, who's a great guy, not having to go to fucking trap houses. Like, but I kept being like, is this real? Like, are you sure this is it? And he's like, yes, it's a real thing. It's a real dude.
And
real
it's things, so real good actions. To see Eddie Murphy. He's so
great.
Good. He's so good. And then he's back out. I can't wait to see what he does with stand-up.
Oh, I know.
I really can't wait.
Ron Delirious were just like.
And it's like, and people don't realize he was so young and it's not like he did stand-up for that long.
No.
He got right into movies right away.
Yeah. They were just like letting people do show business.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of the same.
It's always been
the same.
Is it?
Well, now we're in a generation where show business is just at your fingertips. So if you've got something to say, you have plenty. I mean, we're literally near my toaster oven. Like, you can do it.
Anyone, is actually inspirational
for me.
This
is show
me.
Business.
I'm like, I have a toaster. Maybe I can do it.
Well, I mean, anybody with half of a brain and a laptop, you can make content.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a matter of like believing in yourself and putting it out there and being, you know, somewhat of your own self-motivator.
See, this is why I think we are motivational speakers. Like, people laugh at my set when I'm like,
dude,
I'm a motivational speaker.
That's the funniest fucking.
But I really like, you know, you talk about mental health a lot and like, you're so uplifting to your fans. Like, ask you questions and you're like, hey, dude.
I guess so.
Yeah, dude.
I asked my mom once, I was like, what do you think I would do if I wasn't a comedian? And she said, motivational speaker.
So?
And life coach. And I was like, well, let's start with you. First of all, box wine is not a good breakfast, but I do condone it and I appreciate
it. Hey, man. A lot of people not eating good breakfasts. Neither is McDonald's. So a lot of people not eating good breakfasts.
Are you close with your parents?
What do you think?
I'm going to say it's rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are they still around, both of them? Are they with us?
Yeah, they're here.
When people say that, are your parents still with us? Are they with you, motherfucker?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Who are they with?
Are they in the house?
Yeah.
You got them here? Well,
yeah.
They are?
No. Yeah, they're here. They exist. Yeah, they exist.
Wow.
Yeah, they exist.
So they were not very apparent in your life.
That's the title of my special, Not Apparent. And it's like parents are in parentheses. My grandma just wrote a whole letter to my mom telling her why she's a bad mother and sent me a copy. Please don't CC me on
what
this.
Was the first, do you remember what the first sentence was?
I remember it was, you think that Heidi doesn't feel pain. She is the most sensitive person that I know.
Oh!
And genetically speaking, redheads can't endure as much pain. As a mother, you should know.
Oh,
those
shit. Things. Did you memorize it?
I mean, it was like,
wow.
But I mean, yeah. And then my dad is just, well, yeah. Like, my dad was married before, during my mom. So,
wow.
So it's a tense situation that they never got over. So, you know, parents out there, if you don't get over something and you have a child, it rolls onto your child.
Oh, for sure. It bleeds right into their being.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and even like
so
the DNA.
It's like I'm, in a way, I feel like I'm always releasing what they never released.
Whew.
If that's deep
Ooh.
Enough. Can I turn this thing off?
No, you got it. Yeah, you turned me off. I was like, I died.
You were like, oh, now I get why she didn't want to talk about this scary shit.
I get to my back. Why?
Yeah,
I'm
so
pour
I'm
out
not,
a little
and
bit
my,
more.
My grandma and I were very, very close. And then, you know what? One thing I will never forgive this tense political climate
we're
in.
More?
Sure.
Can I top you off?
Top me off. I feel like, you know, politics have really been dividing people. And I kind of feel like the tenseness, like, created a gap between me and my grandma. So we're not
You and your grandma?
Yeah,
is she a Trump supporter?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Trump.
It's, yeah.
I say this. I don't really get too political.
No, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Trump is the most important president we've ever had.
Yeah.
I think he's the most important president we've ever had because he's basically like the thing that goes into a dirty house and just shakes everything out. And you're out in the street and you're looking at all the dust coming out the windows and you're
yeah.
like, I never knew that this house was so fucked up.
Or you're like, he's sick and you're just like,
bleh. Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is showing us the disease that exists within our culture.
Yeah.
And that it will be so important because now we're going to be able to understand and communicate a little bit better after him. It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
But it's a little.
You got to have those tough conversations.
You got to have those tough fucking conversations. But the fact that your grandma sent you a copy of that letter, she loves you.
But I also have a drunk aunt that I love very much. Well, maybe she's my Aunt Kathy is like,
I had Aunt Carol was my drunk aunt.
Oh my God. Wait, are we like the mini version of Aunt Carol and Aunt Kathy? We just found out.
What's up, Aunt Kathy?
Oh, what's up, Aunt Carol?
We're the fun. Wait, so are you an aunt?
No.
Do you have any siblings?
Oh, no, I am. Yes, I am. No. Wait a second.
There's other people in my life. There
no,
are.
No. Well, because I have two half-brothers, so we have the same father, different.
I do, too.
What?
But half-sisters.
Oh, my God.
My dad had a family before me.
Oh, my God. So is this why we get each other?
Yeah.
This is not even for
yes.
you guys anymore. We're just
yes.
trying to figure out
we're why trying to figure we love each other.
Yeah. Like, why you were, like, this long-lost soul when you came into the Funny Dance Show. It was like you completed my halfness. You had the other half. Too intense.
I can't wait to see how they edit our laughs.
But that's, yeah, like, is there ASMR for laughs, but, like, loud? Like, people who just want to listen to laugh tracks? Like, is that a
that's
fetish?
That's a good question.
Because could we make
could
some money
it.
Off
we
that?
We should do it. We should also just mix in us chewing on some crunchy things.
Yeah, and laughing.
Just to satisfy,
and
like, the true,
wine.
Yeah, like, the true ASMR people that really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. We'll crunch on some, you know, mm-hmm. some dry roasted nuts.
Great.
And maybe some sheets of seaweed.
You took too long to say seaweed, and I was like, sheets? She wants me to put a fucking sheet in her mouth? A bed sheet in my mouth?
I like to chew on sheets.
I like to chew
That's
on
how
sheets.
I stay so thin. I chew on sheets, and I take sheets.
Wow.
So have you embarked in the therapy realm at all?
I have here and there.
I've Does dibbled, it help you?
I've dibbled and dabbled. It's reminded me of a joke that I meant to say on stage that I didn't.
Do you have the hiccups?
Do I?
I don't know. Do you?
No.
Okay. I thought you hiccuped.
It's just too close, maybe.
No. I was looking
maybe
at
I
you.
Burped inside?
Oh, yeah. You burped.
It was in
It was an inside burp.
Yeah.
I was worried you had hiccups. I was going to scare you and help.
Yeah. I've dibbled and dabbled. But it's like the thing about therapy is like if you can't afford the good ones, like you can come out of there like more fucked up. it's like emotional botch, you know, like if you can't get good plastic surgery, like you come out like that didn't help you at all, did it? It really kind of fucking broke you
PTSD
down.
From your therapist.
But I have and I've had very good experience. I've had bad experiences and I've had very good experiences, and the good outweigh the bad.
Yeah, it's interesting when you get to a place like LA where in New York, mental illness, people don't say mental illness. There just is mental illness, and everyone just lets it do what it do, and no one talks about it. And, you know, everyone still has therapists, but it's not as much of a conversation as it is in LA.
Yeah.
Where you feel a little bit more comfortable, where someone saying I have a therapist is just as commonplace as someone saying I have an agent.
Yeah.
And almost they're interchangeable people.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like a part of their team.
Yeah.
Like it's like I have like a makeup artist, an agent,
yes.
a therapist.
A lawyer. My lawyer's Chunk from Goonies.
Oh, the UFV and Edwards Jeff, lawyer.
Jeff Cohen.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He was literally who I wanted to go with for the Funny Dance Show. And then I said to just, she wanted to go with another lawyer.
Big mistake,
and
Justine.
I was like,
big mistake.
I was like, I thought it would be easier if we had the same lawyer.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was, anyways. But yeah, Jeff was great. I had a great phone call conversation with him.
He's amazing. He's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
So what was the Chunk from Goonies thing?
Like, Truffle Shuffle. Remember the Truffle Shuffle?
No, I don't.
Have you ever seen Goonies?
Yeah, but I don't know if I remember the Truffle Shuffle.
He was the cute, heftier child.
Yes, yes, yeah.
And they used to make him lift up a shirt and shake his belly.
Yeah.
He's so cute. He's still so adorable. He really is. Speaking of adorable, it's my favorite time in the podcast.
Okay,
where,
great.
Where the fly. The There's this fly flies. That keeps escaping my orifices.
It's a fruit fly, probably.
Oh, yeah. It's probably trying to get drunk off the cheap-ass wine.
I get it, man. I did have a hiccup that time. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I did. Wow. Are you okay?
Yeah. No, it's organic wine is hitting.
Let's hope it just doesn't come out like liquid out of you.
No, it won't.
This is a little portion in the show, our new segment, where we go into our DMs in a segment we call Carpe DMs. Oh, yeah. We're basically going to... Your phone's been charging down there. Do you want to grab it? And let's read through a couple. Do you have a couple for us?
Yeah, I screenshotted someone so I Perfect. Can just fire them off.
Let's read. And do you generally get DMs?
I do. And
what's the general consensus? Do you get dick pics? Do you get guys trying to flirt?
I got off of Snapchat, so I don't have as many dick pics.
Oh, unfortunate.
Yeah, it is, you know. But...
Do you get dudes that are like professing their love for you?
Yeah, those were some of the ones I picked out today.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's go through those.
Okay,
and
great.
See how they make us feel.
So
we're going to read through a couple of these.
Okay, so let's see here.
I love a good DM.
I've picked out. Oh, this
What's
is
the
one.
Time of day? My new favorite thing.
Oh, I like this. So this one is actually, it doesn't have words and you'll see why.
Okay.
So this is at 7:53 a.m.
Early Dick.
Dick Johnson 12 started a video chat. Video chat ended. Dick Johnson 12 started a video chat. Video chat ended. Dick Johnson 12 started a video chat. Video chat ended. So apparently at 7:53 a.m., he wanted to call me three times.
Oh,
and I didn't even know you could. I didn't even know. If you need, like, reference photos, I didn't even know you could, like, try to call people on Instagram. And that was, and I won't read everybody else's names. I don't want to out people,
yeah,
but
no.
Dick Johnson 12 is.
Thanks for trying to make the call, Dick.
Yeah. So this is a guy who has followed me for a long time. He may have stopped. so I got 9:04 p.m. Hey, beautiful. How's it going? And if you go, well, where is her response? I wasn't responding. So I'm just. Hey, beautiful. How's it going? 9:04 p.m. Next day at 3 p.m., hey, hi, he's shortened my name to H-E-I. Like, nobody has ever shortened my name to hey, what's up? How are you? And then no response. And then it goes to 5:24 a.m.
Whoa.
Hey, hi, can I have your number so I can text or call you sometime? I want to get to know you. You seem awesome. 6 p.m. Hey, Heidi, how's it going? How you been? 8:05 a.m. Hey, hi, can I text you? I want to get to know you better. Okay. No, hold on. You just a few more because it gets good. Okay, then I guess
feel aggression coming.
I guess I must have tweeted something about creating content or TV or something.
Right.
And he DM'd me in a response to that, apparently. I'm dead serious about this sitcom. Let's get it going. I have a pilot episode. I can have a pilot episode written in the next few days. What's your email? That was 7:13 a.m. Then it goes into Amazon Studios and Netflix are both looking for sitcoms. If we can record a pilot episode and send it in, I'm almost sure they would pick it.
This and then guy's finally, got the he insider gets, info.
Then he has 7:20 p.m. Hey, what's wrong? Are you okay? You seem super down. That's probably my favorite. It just has such an arc to it. You know what I mean?
It's such an arc that there was only one character in.
Just one.
It was the loneliest arc. And sir, we wish you the most beautiful life ever. You're hilarious.
I hope he wrote that pilot.
And I hope you got that pilot written,
In the next few days and sent it in to Amazon and Netflix. Sure they'll pick it.
He should send it in. You never know.
You never know.
You got a good cookie for us to end on?
Well, this one's a little longer, so let me see if I can do like a cute, because
you get dudes trying to cut you deals. I get dudes that are like trying to cut me.
Really? Oh, they come aggressively at you? I mean, this is just like, at one point, Marquise Houston was DMing me.
Oh, Marquise. I love that you're going the full name.
It's like, God. I'm not going to say names. Anyways, I guess I kind of flubbed it. He was like, what are you up to tonight? And I was like, I just wrapped a day. I'm doing shrimp and sake. What's up with you? That's cool. I'm going to get some soup. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm going to get some soup.
And I was like, sake soup, same thing, right? And he was like, kind of. Mine doesn't have alcohol. And then he asked me to plug some music video he just did. So I think that was like a brand sponsorship gone wrong. And then this one isn't funny, but one time I had a comedian DM me about my weight gain. And he was like, hey, what's up? A comedian. Just saw you walk into Macy's. I couldn't say anything because I'm undercover at the moment. LOL, undercover? Security. Oh, cool. That's fun. Sometimes. How you been? Been good. You? Same. You put on that I'm in love weight. And then I aggressively attacked him. Not aggressively. I told him to shut the
you
fuck up.
You put in that I'm in love weight?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I was like, sir, you have put on the, you're working undercover at security at Macy's line and then followed up with a real fucking banger. He's a door guy at the Comedy Store now.
What a fucking asshole.
Anyways, but you get why the other one was my favorite.
Yes.
Like the hay and then.
It was so much tension.
Yeah, it was, right?
I didn't know where it was going to go. Yeah. God.
That's really my favorite. That was the one that I was really excited to share with you. The other ones
I love the DMs.
On a spectrum of standards.
It's my favorite.
Do you have some that you're going to share?
You know, I had a bunch, but let's see if
they
I can.
They all blocked you? Or?
Well, yeah, I got blocked. Let me read a couple here. Let's see. Thanks for getting back to me. Sometimes I respond.
She's a business lady.
And that's that's the worst thing you can do. And I, look.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Look. I'm not trying to open
a
whole.
I respond too, and it becomes a thing.
Because I want to be somewhat available to people who are, especially fans. But when you come at me
hard,
and you misspell a bunch of words, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I can what I can say to make the situation better. I don't know what I can do to make sure that my safety is considered.
Yeah, dude.
Because that's a big factor as well.
Dude.
It's a whole scenario. I love the DMs that I get where it's sort of the same thing as you, where they have a whole conversation with themselves. and they ask questions and they answer them and they have arguments and then there's a breakup and a makeup. There's makeup sex.
Right.
And it's just such a, it's a saga.
Well, because we're posting stories and things. So it isn't a conversation. It on our side, it is a conversation with themselves. But on their side, it's like, I'm just hopping into what the fuck you were talking about.
Right.
So I'm
a week ago.
Yeah.
And I got to this. It's, you know, some DMs that I saw were from like 2017.
Oh, yeah. Those are some
I
good
love
ones.
Responding to messages after it's been like 2 years, but I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so hot. So hot. And they're like, they don't even know who I am anymore.
Well, ma'am, I'm married now.
They're like, ma'am, DMs is not my life anymore. Yeah, please, back the fuck up.
I've reformed.
Oh, man, we're drunk ants.
Ugh, it's so good.
It is so good. Where can my people find you?
On the internet. I am I'm on the internet until I'm on TV, which so go with the internet. I'm at the Redhead Heidi. I do
on
look,
IG.
On IG. Mm-hmm. I look better on Instagram. So if you feel
stop,
if you
bitch.
Feel lost, you're in the right place.
Bitch, stop. You're gorgeous. In the day when you're about to die and all that shit's wrinkly.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to remember days of you being gorgeous.
I'm a 10 no matter what.
You're a 10.
Always.
Yeah.
Because I have personality. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch. You got cheekbones. You got freckles. Beautiful eyes.
Ugh.
Come on.
Ooh.
Yes. You're doing it.
You heard it. You heard it here first. I'm at the Redhead Heidi on Instagram. My Twitter's Redhead Heidi. The funny dance show on E! Will come out at some point, and we'll have a great time.
And slide up into our DMs.
Slide in my DMs and see if you can beat the saga that was the pilot pitch. Come into my DMs.
Bitch, I want to send that dude my bio.
Oh, you coming in my DMs right now? You coming in my DMs right now? Oh, talk about DMs.
Oh, Carlin. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening before Carlin takes out the whole studio. We love you.
Watch the tail.